And while in nature we act based on the love we can give, in society we end up acting based on fear. And the worst of luxury is the one applied on many to keep up with the luxury of a few. And for a civilization becoming effeminated, the sole destiny is that of getting penetrated. And all new conflicts are just demonstrations that no power can be ever cemented. And we should learn to address our hate not to people but to their power representatives. And it could be that we are just not only leaving branches among many dead ones, but we are a whole new tree. And what is Earth but a thin crunch taking us for a round around the universe? And without any spiritual substance, there is nothing lasting that can be built. And it is not too far nor too close in time and space that comprehension can occur. And in the end, the solution may be more local autonomy for more global cohesion. And the only legitimate law is the one guaranteeing that the weaker doesn't get squeezed by the more powerful. And the more history evolves, the more heroes become those going against the official heroes. And it's up to us to either craft our golden chains or the rusty plier to cut them. And while natural resources are meant to grow in value, it is the artificial one that deprecates. And bad initiatives are always the fault of those who didn't want any initiative to begin with. And we ought to fight in the end, not to end up into a regressing mediocrity. And the precondition of destruction is the unnaturality of the mainstream. Only with the sacrifice of the single, the redemption of the collective can be enacted. And within a democracy, nothing noble can be implemented as it collides with the vices of the ignorance. And we shouldn't get tripped in any dualistic debate, but just go beyond any politics. And last, only by honoring our sons and daughters will be honored as fathers and mothers. And authenticity is something where we can still find a place for solitary reflection. And too much matriarchism in the end cannot but bring much aggressive patriarchism. And it isn't sufficient to only believe in the virtuous ones, but one ought to be virtuous in order to seek redemption. And everyone can indeed be rich if only everyone would cultivate their own nature. And there is nothing better to a civilized humanity than serendipity. And the damage that some nations create with their muscles, other nations create with their brains. And what can be a sword when turned can be a cross, and vice versa. And only a prolific imagination can quit all litigations. And there is a great difference between those who are born on the top and those who are born on the sides. And while every war is made to consolidate power, revolutions are made to redistribute it. And the downside of any privilege in the end is to be most sterile. And in its looseness, the new middle class is ready to absorb any form of injustice as long as it doesn't involve it. And the ignorance requires many preferences, while the wise one only prefer the natural way. And in a highly corporative regime, it gets ever more complex to seek for simplicity. And the vicious adventures always lead to a sudden end, while spiritual adventures always present new elevating challenges. And it is in the uncertainty created by power that we become powerless. And as our individual integrity is not in the interest of governance, any self-initiative can only lead to disintegration. And having understood that it's not our social honor, but our natural one that is holy, we will have a direction in life. And truth cannot be spoken until a new media paradigm may allow it. And any ideology to survive requires operators of exactly the opposite values. And the most absurd side of society is the need of an authority to resolve what authoritarianism has established in the first place. And everything is natural that is conceived within a human scale, spoiled of its sophisticated technologies. And as technology progresses, the more unnatural becomes the more natural. And it is in the seeking of perfection that our human capital gets fully exhausted. And humans, freed from their natural duty, can finally lift themselves, ultimately, however, becoming volatile. And honest people, in the end, can be distinguished as they never take advantage of the novelty factor, giving them a head start. Not scientifically, but certainly only showing our humility, we can redeem. And most splendid is what is otherwise most lying in the dark. And things that are bad before death can be good after the rebirth, and vice versa. And without any faith in a vision, we'll get stuck in a fog of mediocrity. And in the private, the lacks of the public is compensated, and vice versa. And while a most inorganic life requires an organic input, a most organic life requires an inorganic output. And at the moment we are evolving, there is nothing better than finding a similar one to us. And there is nothing more unbalancing than being affected by others' opinions. And without a continuous media propaganda, there is no possibility of emerging in a social context. And it is closest to the heart that we are most secure to live or to die of a sudden stroke. And is it better to live with the hope or take a few steps towards it and get immediately stuck? And the more literally the official morality is applied, the more are the imperialistic ambitions of the establishment. And once we break away from the ceiling of society, we anyway have to find a new occupation within the new discovered nature.